You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. There's news. Walmart is spreading out its Black Friday deals across 3 days in early, mid, and late November. And during this pandemic, it's putting limits on how many people are allowed in the stores. The CDC recently put out a list of low, medium, and high-risk activities for the holidays. On the high-risk list, shopping in crowded stores on Thanksgiving or the day after. Major retailers like Target, Walmart, Kohl's, and Best Buy will be closed on Thanksgiving this year. But what's Black Friday going to look like? Marketplace's Mariel Segarra reports.
Black Friday is a family tradition for Cassie Lawrence. She used to go in high school with her parents. They'd show up at 4 a.m., bust down some doors, score some deals.
The rush of everything was really fun. You know, it's kind of a free-for-all where you look at something, you see it's a good deal, you see it's in your size, there's no time to try anything on, you just throw it in your basket and go.
Not this year, though. Lawrence doesn't want to risk getting COVID, especially because she's pregnant, due just before Thanksgiving.
And so I'll probably be doing my shopping online and won't be headed to the store.
As the CDC points out, going to the store for a Black Friday shopping binge would not be particularly safe this year. Joel Bynes is a managing director at Alex Partners.
Aggregating hundreds of people in the cold, dark, outside of a store waiting for the doors to open and then all rushing in and fighting over a limited supply of merchandise, even as a non-epidemiologist, that strikes me as a pretty bad idea.
And so far, retailers have been signaling that this is not the kind of Black Friday they're planning this year. Casey Runyon, managing editor at the website Brad's Deals, says companies are trying to encourage people to shop earlier by offering Black Friday deals in October and November, accelerating a trend from recent years. Also,
trying to push people to do their shopping online. A lot of them are touting their curbside pickup as an option, really trying to do everything that they can to avoid that, you know, one day crush.
Even so, it is possible that some diehard Black Friday enthusiasts will still show up this year. Here's Joel Bynes again.
I would equate it to the diehard Chicago Cubs fans who are renting, you know, balconies across from the stadium because they've been to, you know, one Cubs game a year for 72 years. They want to keep the streak alive. There will be some of that. There will surely be some localized overcrowding.
But he thinks most people will get the message. This Black Friday, shop online. And if you do go to the store, it's best if you pick up your stuff at the curb. I'm Mariel Segarra from Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.